joined by assistant manager Terry Green here at the Brian Addison Stadium after today's 1-0 defeat against Congleton Town. The frustrating afternoon, I think, best describes that, Terry.
Extremely. Came into the game full of confidence. Got full squad out besides Rick Sear. Had full intentions of coming, playing the way we want to play. And unfortunately, we wasn't at the races. Even though they've missed a penalty, we've missed a penalty. We have missed chance after chance after chance. And at his standard of football, you can't do it. You just can't do it.
I think, like you say, it's fair to say that we've created so many chances in first and second half. Perhaps, for me, should have been coming to the break in the lead, but just not taking them chances.
I think spot on again. What we're tending to do is have too many touches and try and score a perfect goal, which is impossible. You get it out your feet and get a shot away when you're inside the box. What lads have got to understand is the game's for 90 minutes, 95 minutes, and we need to show more desire, more commitment, more willingness to work individually and not look at people around you to do the job that you should be doing.
What I will say is we're now four games in. You've had three good games out of them, to be fair, three good performances, so maybe it was coming, I don't know, maybe that's a bit harsh. Maybe it might be a case of getting back on the training pitch and trying a few new things.
I said to the lads at the end of the game, I said it's been coming since pre-season, some of the performances, but some of the football we've played gets us out of jail, but it's not about that. We spoke about fine margins in football matches, and that was a fine margin. It was exactly the point I made before the game. And what we haven't done is seen the game out. If we're not scoring, let's just take a 0-0. If it's not happening, and unfortunately we switched off. Fletch was magnificent today, absolutely magnificent. He saved a penalty, had to get up and save it again because none of our lads have followed in. And then he saved the ball on a one-on-one, three players round him, and their lads slotted it in. And that summed up the game, really. Summed up the game.
And then the last 10 minutes, could have got himself a goal at the other end, really. He came up, made himself a presence, but
I look at it now. When the ball goes in the box, we need to have more heart and want the will to get in there and put ourselves at risk, which means putting your head where it hurts. And unfortunately, we've not put our head where it hurts or our body on. Fletcher's gone up and thrown himself about a bit. Yes, their keeper's come off the line and caught balls, caught it. We're not after somebody hurting him or anything like that, but we need to challenge him hard and make him think about the next challenge that we've got. And we need to get that into our game very quickly, very, very quickly.
I thought Congleton looked very solid today. A typical Congleton side, I would say that. It's always a tough game. I mean, I know we had three tough games last season. Went there and took a point late on in the game. It was another game like that today.
I think it was, and it's first time we've had the reversal. We've always got a good record against Congleton. And they've come with a game plan. They put one up front and they try and get the supporting role. And obviously the winger's quite quicky and pacey. But again, we didn't help out our left-hand side. We needed to double up on him sometimes. And it's that thought process and managing the games that's not happened. And it happened at West Didsbury, and it's happened again today. So we need to get that sorted ASAP.
Good to see Matty Kay coming back into the game after an injury picked up at Silsden. I think he'll be in around that starting 11 on Tuesday.
Well, it's just the squad we've got of 18, 19 players, it's not the biggest in the world. And everyone's going to get a shot because we've got four games now in, 12 days, and it's a lot for the players to do. Getting Matty Kay back, Rick Sear hopefully will be available for Tuesday, and that's competition for places. And when I speak to Andy, when Andy gets himself back, you know, all this will be discussed, and we need to look at lads who need to be challenging for places and putting these lads, starting 11, under pressure.